أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طسم تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. نتلو عليك من نبأ موسى وفرعون بالحق لقوم يؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Al-Qasas. Qasas means stories, incidents, narratives. And the surah was amongst the last surahs to have been revealed before the hijrat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as we will hear, much of it was revealed during the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The previous surah, Surah An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the stories of some of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, which included Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Surah Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about the incidents of some of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And they also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, included the incidents of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam together with Fir'aun. Very basically here also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but the surah is dominated by and large by the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about reasons why people will disbelieve in Allah Rabbul Izzat, and amongst them one person, Fir'aun, that denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that claimed to be Allah himself. And Allah Rabbul Izzat rotates this incident around the fact that Fir'aun had had influence, he had power, he had dominance, and because of that he denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The latter part of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of another reason, and Allah cites the example of Qarun, that Qarun was given abundant wealth, and because of his wealth and also dominance, he also disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he opposed the message of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks of some of the reasons why people deny Allah Rabbul Izzat, people do not bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. With regards to the surah, there are narrations that indicate that when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the hijrat, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left Makkah Mukarramah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to a place called Rabigh, there Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inquired about his condition. Obviously a very difficult situation for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to leave Makkah Mukarramah, to leave the place of his birth, the place where he'd lived most of his life, and now to leave Makkah Mukarramah, although it was the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled the command without any hesitation, without any reservation. But obviously the human part of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also becomes dominant, in that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt the difficulty of leaving Makkah Mukarramah. And when Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam concluded this discussion with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam recited many verses of the surah, Surah Al-Qasas. And some of the commentators have also explained that perhaps here in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam also had to leave his home. One was as a little child placed in a basket or a casket. And again, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to leave his home, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to travel to Madian. So in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Tilka ayatul kitabil mubin." These are the verses of the manifest book. that in this Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat are manifest. They are very clear insofar as what is halal, what is haram is concerned. And in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarified the masail and the laws of the Qur'an Kareem. Natlu alayka min naba'i Musa wa Fir'auna bilhaq. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shall recite upon you some of the incidents of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun with truth. In other words, there will be absolutely no doubt in these incidents that we are going to narrate to you, and there will be also that factor that you will be consoled by the incidents of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and together with that you will also see that your people of Makkah Mukarramah, they were arrogant, they had denied your message. The very many reasons that individuals had denied the message will all come to the fore, and you will be able to identify that these were the reasons also that people denied the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam of the past. لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And for who we are revealing this? For the people who have iman and for the people who have faith, that they, through their iman, they will read into these incidents and they will take heed and they will understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will turn their minds and their hearts towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.